Young people from the 32 countries participating in the World Cup gathered in Oxygen Park in Doha for the Generation Amazing Festival. It's the culmination of a year-long exchange program in the run-up to the World Cup.
I come here in representation of my whole country, so I believe it's a great opportunity for me to get to know more people and all the values that are going to be instilled in me after this whole event. So once I go back to Argentina, I want to spread all my knowledge that I get here.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino, who's a supporter of Generation Amazing, was at the opening ceremony. The program already has a decade of work to its name. Organizers say its legacy will continue beyond the Qatar World Cup.
Our aim 10 years ago was to empower disadvantaged lives of 1 million people. That was the target, 1 million young lives. And through our Football for Development programs and methodology that we've created, we've been able to provide safe spaces in over 30 countries. We've built football pitches, over 40 football pitches in these 30 countries. And then, you know, we've reached our target of reaching 1 million beneficiaries in August this year.
Some of football's biggest names were on hand to spread the message and share their expertise, including former England captain David Beckham.
I want to say to all of you, today is your day to dream.
Participants will spend a week in Doha attending workshops, meeting football players and watching World Cup matches. It's hoped this experience will empower young people with the skills needed to promote sustainable development in their communities.
The start of the World Cup is just days away now, and the tournament itself lasts less than a month. But organisers here hope its benefits will last for years to come. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera, Doha.